Welcome to the Portage County Safety Council podcast. We hope you enjoy today's featured message.
Hi, this is Nick Coy with the Portage County Safety Council, and I'm here today with Mike. Mike, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Nick?
I'm doing good. Hey, Mike, I'm really excited about this event coming up in June. We're going to be hosting our third biannual safety expo. Can you tell us a little bit about this expo?
Absolutely, Nick. It's going to be on Friday, June 22nd, 2018, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're partnering with several community agencies to make this happen. So exciting. University Hospitals, Portage Medical Center will be there doing free health screenings such as blood pressure checks, cholesterol checks, and sugar checks. Portage County Health Department will be partnering, having their own track and our breakout sessions. Speaking of breakout sessions, we're going to have four breakout sessions with four different courses for each breakout session. So it's exciting. We broke each track up for the breakouts according to industry. We're going to have a construction track. We're going to have a health track. We're going to have industrial track. And we're also going to have an electrical safety track. So something for everyone, no matter what.
Wow. So you're saying 16 classes are going to be offered over this time period here in Portage County?
Absolutely. 16 classes from different industries. I know a lot of times with events that we see for safety, it might be more appealing to manufacturing. It might be more appealing to construction or office workers. We're taking it all industries under one roof and trying to give something for everyone with these four individual tracks.
All right. So everybody out there, if you're paying attention, June 22nd, you want to mark that on your calendar now, because this is an event that you're going to want to be at. With that said, so Mike, can you just give us a little sneak peek and maybe tell us two or three of the topics that we've already booked?
Yeah, for construction, Nick, we're going to cover the silica standard. That's a big topic right now with the new OSHA changes and updates. We're going to talk about confined spaces in regards to construction, and there's some other stuff coming there. For industry, we have the evolving workforce. We're going to talk about machine guarding. We're going to talk about walking surfaces update from OSHA. We're going to talk about risk assessment. Some really good stuff. And the electrical track, we're going to have advanced electrical. We're going to have some beginner stuff. So from beginner to advanced level, we're going to have something for electrical safety for you. Health track, I'm really pumped about this one. We're going to have an update from the Portage County Drug Task Force. We're going to have emergency preparation plans. So if you don't have in your facility tornado drills, fire drills, you're not sure how to have those emergency preparedness plans, the health department is going to walk you through their templates, and you can leave home with an actual template of how to do that at your facility. So we're pumped about that. We also have bloodborne pathogens, communicable diseases, something that we always need to be refreshed on, and some of that's required training.
Well, it sounds like the hardest part is going to be choosing which class to actually go to. There's
absolutely
so many great choices.
Absolutely.
I may have to bounce back and forth between classes. Now, I have to admit, one of my favorite things about expos is walking around the vendor hall and picking up a bunch of freebies. You know, the pens, the pencils, the cozy cups, whatever it is.
Absolutely.
It's always fun. So our vendors are a big part of this too. So can you let the public know maybe one or two of our vendors or a couple of the vendors that have already booked?
Yeah, so I just want to give a shout out to our sponsors. And some of these sponsors are actually going to be doing stuff in addition to just having a vending table. They're going to be more active. For example, County Fire Protection is going to be a vendor, but they're going to have their sprinkler system training truck in a parking lot. So that'd be exciting. You'll get to come tour that, see how they do, you know, some of the demonstration there. One of our sponsors, Engines LPG, they're going to have an engine set up so you can come out and see the demonstrations of the product out in the parking lot as well. The LEPC, the Local Emergency Planning Commission, are going to have their emergency preparedness truck that's on call when emergencies get called. You'll get to tour that and see how they do that and how to make rescues and that. So some pretty exciting stuff. We also have Hess Print Solutions, GVS Safety Supplies are sponsors, Sequoia Wellness from Neomed. That's exciting for the health perspective there. And Ving, which is a real excited company. You were talking about them earlier. They do safety training videos. It's a remarkable company. 188 Ohio Comp, Airgas, Bright Guy, Fallsway Equipment, The Handle Company, Nesco Resources, and there's more still to come. If you're interested in a table, there's only a handful left, so they are still available as of this recording, but only a handful of them left, so get in there.
Wow, that sounds like there's some really great sponsorship happening and combinations with this expo, and I'm really excited, and I'm looking forward to June 22nd. Keep listening for additional podcasts as we get closer. We'll be releasing some more information and maybe even a couple chats related to some of these topics. And we hope to see each and every one of you out at the expo on the 22nd. Have a great day and be safe.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. To learn more about how your company can earn up to a 4% Ohio BWC premium rebate by becoming an active member of the Portage County Safety Council, please visit our website at www.portagecountysafetycouncil.wordpress.com. The preceding information is for entertainment purposes only. Views expressed may not reflect the views of any affiliated or sponsoring individuals or organizations. Listeners should carefully weigh information provided and seek advice from an appropriate professional before implementing. Listener discretion is advised.